Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Chief Justice Roy Moore has been put through the ringer in this case for doing the right thing. He didn't do anything illegal, immoral, or unethical, and yet he has been removed from the bench. Liberty Counsel continues to represent him to bring justice back to Alabama and to the Chief Justice. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Chief Justice Roy Moore has been elected by the people twice as the Chief Justice of the state of Alabama. He has served the people well. He did a four-page administrative order in January 2016, and I encourage anyone to read it. There is nothing illegal in that order. There is nothing immoral in that order. There is nothing unethical in that order. And therefore, there should have never been a charge against him, but he faced a charge. He got removed from the bench, and then the Court of the Judiciary violated its own rules when they didn't have 9 votes to remove him, and they removed him anyway. Under a different name. They suspended him for the rest of his term without pay, without the ability to collect retirement. They really want to starve him to death. And now, Holly, a recent, very liberal writer has come to his defense. He says, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to have to defend him. He doesn't have the same ideology as the chief. He's on the opposite end, but right. He comes out and he says, this guy's been railroaded.
This is the truth. These are the facts. You know, and it's, you know, the Bible is very clear about talking about how we will, not if, but we will go through trials. We will go through persecution. And I think this is an example where the chief is going through persecution, not for anything he's done, because he hasn't done anything wrong, but for his beliefs, his stand for godly principles, his stand against same-sex marriage. And he's being literally crucified for that.
He is, you know, and after this COJ, the Court of the Judiciary, came down with this unlawful ruling, the most stringent in the history of Alabama. In fact, if you go back to when this unanimity rule, the 9-0 rule, was enacted, from that time till the present, the most severe suspension of any judge was 6 months. And that judge was actually before the Court of the Judiciary at the same time as Moore, and they suspended him for 6 months because of what he did. Well, he sent naked pictures of himself to someone who appeared before him in his courtroom.
And Millie got a slap on the hand for that.
He got 6 months. Well, Chief Justice Roy Moore issues a 4-page administrative order, and he gets 2 years and 4 months for the rest of his term until January 2019. It's just unbelievable. The lengthiest suspension in the history of Alabama.
Right. And it's all, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, their agenda, and very much against the chief. And so they're pretty much behind this. You know, I sat in the trial when our team represented him and seeing that the lead attorney on that side was a former employee of the Southern Poverty Law Center. So you just see
a director of their legal.
Yeah, it just reeks of inappropriateness.
He's the prosecutor the Southern Poverty Law Center.
I mean, how can that happen?
And he was hired specifically to do that.
Yeah, and all these other unprecedented things that have been going on among the justices, it's like, how is this happening?
It's unbelievable. It's like a third world system, if you will. And so we have this case on appeal. And while it's on appeal, case obviously is not over. Yet the acting Chief Justice, Lynn Stewart, takes things into her own hands. She sends a letter telling the chief to move your stuff out of your office, give a certain date to remove all your stuff, then participates with a couple of others to terminate 3 of his legal staff, the staff attorneys and the chief of staff that had been working during this time with other justices, and then changes the letterhead, both on the website as well as on the letterhead, removing the Chief Justice's name. I mean, that's
as if he'd been removed.
It's like
already.
The case is over. What do you mean? We're still on appeal. We're on appeal before this same Alabama Supreme Court. I mean, are you just like prejudging the case?
Yeah.
And so we asked them to recuse, and now they have recused themselves, but Lynn Stewart is still going to participate, she says, with the governor in appointing a panel of 7 other retired judges to hear the case.
Now, explain our request.
But we requested that there be a people that she, number one, that she not participate in.
Right, obviously.
Because she's already indicated an open, obvious bias. She has a motion to recuse pending against her that she shouldn't participate in it. So she's still participating in it. And then secondly, that any of the judges who are selected be current sitting judges who are elected by the people. Therefore, they're accountable
exactly.
to the people. And so she's participating in the appointment process of the replacement judges. And she has indicated they will all be retired judges, meaning that they're
not accountable.
They're not accountable. Oh. So that's where we are. We're working through the process. And at some point in the near future, we'll file our briefs. And I can't wait to argue this before the panel of judges, whoever they may be, before this court. All we're looking for, all the chief is wanting, all anybody wants, any citizen, is a judge or judges, in this case multiple judges, that will hear the case, that are fair and unbiased, that will follow the rule of law. And frankly, if you look at this case, it's a no-brainer. The rule of law was violated by the court of the judiciary. The Chief Justice Moore is calling for an open and transparent process. He wants unbiased individuals to hear the case. He wants a fair hearing. He doesn't want special treatment. And anyone who looks at this case cannot, as this liberal writer came out, mm-hmm. I think it shocked a lot of people.
It did.
Came out and sided with the Chief Justice. Why? Because you can't factually or legally side against him unless it's all politics, blind power. That's all that we've seen happen here. Rule of law just completely gets thrown out the window. And that's why this liberal writer says he's been watching this. He's been standing by. He's not a fan of the chief. Mm-hmm. He even writes, and before he gets to the body of his information that he writes in the newspaper article, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. I did not want to have to write this. But when you look at the facts of this case, the Chief Justice is not getting justice.
You know, and the thing is, as a journalist, I see the media. I mean, they totally sway people. And I have had people respond to me, you know, well, he did wrong and whatever. But it's like, you haven't read his administrative order. You haven't done anything, but you're just following what the media says. So we just go along like little blind ducks listening to what they say. And so that has a great influence on a case, too, as far as getting a fair hearing and what happened to innocent before proven guilty and all that, that our country was based on. But the media just totally sways things, and people are thinking, yeah. you know, the wrong things.
You know, if you've never actually participated in making the news, being a part of the news, where you actually have seen what the reality is, mm-hmm. and then you see the next day or a few hours later what's put in print. If you've never done that, and most people haven't, it's hard to even grasp how biased and how wrong oftentimes the media is. But I have over and over again, you have, Holly, participated in news making, if you will, participated in, you're the actual participant in that particular news story. You know the ins and outs of the issue, and then someone writes about it, and it's completely different. Regarding this, I have challenged people, encouraged people, go read the four-page administrative
report.
It doesn't take very long. It's 17 paragraphs.
We have it on our website attached to one of the press releases, I believe, you know, because we want people to read it.
Yeah, and you know, how do you get around paragraph 10, where he says, I am not at liberty to give advice or guidance or direction to the probate judges?
But then you have judges, we've asked for the case to be unsealed, or obviously must be hiding something if they don't want it to be unsealed.
Yeah, we had a previous case before the Alabama Supreme Court, and it was sealed. We've asked for it to be unsealed. There's no reason for it to be unsealed now, because when we filed it, it was in the investigative stage of the Judicial Inquiry Commission. That's supposed to be confidential. But when the charge happens, it's public knowledge. So now there's no reason to have it sealed. The only reason is for the judges, some of these who are on the Supreme Court that have motions to recuse against them, to conceal what's in the record. So, you know, from the very beginning, it just seems level after level, time after time, bizarre things, lots of twists and turns occur, and you begin to realize that there is a disintegration of the rule of law. All we're asking for is a fair hearing. All the Chief Justice wants is a fair hearing. And had this been done in the first place, he would have never been removed from the bench. But at least at this point in time, we want the case to be righted. We want justice to be given. We want in 2017 or 2016, however quickly we can get before the Alabama Supreme Court, to have the Chief Justice get justice and have him put back on the bench, because that's where he belongs. That's where he was elected, to serve as Chief Justice by the people of Alabama. Pray for Chief Justice Roy Moore, and pray for all of us at Liberty Counsel and all of the litigation, the defense that we're doing here on this case, and also pray for the funding of Liberty Counsel as well. This is taking an enormous amount of resources, and we encourage you to partner with Liberty Counsel in your contributions, because without you contributing, helping us, becoming partners, we wouldn't be able to stand there to get justice for Chief Justice Moore. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.